Hey, everybody, and welcome to the Hack My Homestead podcast. Today is March 2nd, 2023. This is Sean Mills, and today we are going to talk about why you might consider used panels over new panels for an installation. I get this question a lot, and a lot of times I refer people to, folks that are refurbishing panels. I'm actually in the middle of distributing a 7-pallet group buy that we did between the Alabama and Tennessee Freedom Sales for used panels with a refurbishing company that I found in Tennessee. And I got questioned a lot on, well, why would you do that? Why would you go with a used solar panel over a new solar panel? Like, aren't the new ones more efficient and blah, blah, blah. And if you refer back to the podcast that I did where I talked about mono versus poly panels, where you found a lot of people paying more per watt to get efficiency without really understanding what that meant. They thought that each panel was somehow going to generate more than its nameplate because it was a higher efficiency, when in fact, all it means is that the panels are smaller per watt of generation. And so I figured I'd take today and talk a little bit about this subject and tell you why personally I prefer used panels. So first, let's talk about the financials. In general, if you are working with me on getting solar panels, you're going to pay in the neighborhood of 25 cents per watt for a used panel and in the neighborhood of 50 cents per watt for a new panel. Now, there's some variation there. There's times when we might need to put a specific panel into your system because using a panel that maybe cost 1 cent more per watt allows us to get a string of 10 panels into your charge controller versus 9 panels. And it's worth paying slightly more per watt to gain the additional generation and maximize the functionality of your charge controller. But generally, 25 cents per watt for new, or rather for used, and 50 cents per watt for new. And so what do you get with the new panel? Well, you get the new panel. you get the warranty. That's a big deal for a lot of people. My philosophy is if someone's willing to do the work to create a product to stick a 25 to 30 year warranty on it, I don't necessarily have to have the warranty, right? The fact that the product is built that well is enough for me. And if I can get access to that product for significantly cheaper by just not being the first person that put that in most scenarios, I'm okay with that. And so when we think about what we get with a new panel, we get the first, the higher part of the generation curve. So once a panel is installed and it's out in the sun every day, it will start to degrade. And that degradation happens quickly for about the first 3 years, and then it kind of levels off and slowly gets worse out to about 20 years, and then it levels off again, and it's about as bad as it's going to get. Now, that is not a significant downrating. You're not talking about a ton of losses there. As a matter of fact, most warranties guarantee, something like 95% capacity through the first 3 years, and then like 80% capacity out to 25 years, right? And so you're not talking about a significant drop, but, at 80% 25 years down the line, that 400-watt panel is going to be generating maximum 320 watts. Now, one of the things that we've seen in monitoring these installations once they go in is that they may generate above nameplate capacity or above what you would expect for that geography. So when I do a system, I'll actually say on a day by day or even hour by hour basis, here's what we can generally expect. And then I average that out over a month. And then I take that and I compare it to the usage to make sure that we have enough solar for the project. And what we find is that early in a system, it actually produces more than we would expect. And then it's got about a 10-year window where it produces pretty much right at what we expect, slightly above, slightly below. And then after that, it drops a little bit, but not as much as you would think, especially not as much as you would think when you're looking at the first 3 years. You know, if you go down, if you lose 5% in 3 years, well, 30 years, you know, that's 50%, but it just doesn't work that way. The degradation that you get happens early, happens quickly early, and then happens gradually over time. So with that new panel, you're getting the top end of the curve. Well, when I design a system, I'm not designing the system for year one of your generation. I'm designing the system for year 25, which means that every year before year 25, you should get more generation than we expect. Because why would I design a system that is going to generate what you expect on year one and never again? Okay. So you do get that early generation, but most designers are not going to design their system around the first year's generation. So you're like, you're getting extra that you're not really paying for, I guess might be a way to say it. So again, you do get the warranty, and I understand for a lot of people, that's a big deal. But you know, I think about it from the standpoint of buying a car. If I had two cars, and one had 35,000 miles on it, and one of them had 40,000 miles on it, and the 35,000 mile one was still under factory warranty, and the 40,000 mile one wasn't, but they were the same year, same make and model, same assembly line, same everything. Perhaps they were driven slightly different, but they were manufactured the same. And you were to tell me that I could get the one with 40,000 miles on it for 25% cheaper. Well, guess what? I'm going to take that. I'm going to take the 25% cheaper. And I can tell you that a car is much more sophisticated than a solar panel is. There's a lot more things that could go wrong with a car that can go wrong with a solar panel. And the other thing about a new versus a used solar panel, a used solar panel, if it's going to go bad, it would have already gone bad. And so if you're getting a system, a panel off of a system that's been in place, it's been generating, this system has been decommissioned, or they have upgraded to new panels and they are selling off the old, and you've got found some refurbisher who's cleaning them up and testing them and reselling them. The things that would go wrong with that panel have already gone wrong. And those bad panels, the lemons, so to speak, are no longer in the stock. They're no longer in, rotation, so to speak. So, you are getting the warranty. You are getting that higher end production on the early portion of the system. And you know, you are getting the other thing that is nice about the new panels is you're getting what should be the best connectors you could possibly get, right? You're getting the most up-to-date, most recently manufactured connectors. And I will say that connectors is a place where used panels can have some problems. Now, those problems can be fixed with a wire nut. You heard me. I said it. A wire nut. A wire nut is 100% perfectly fine to use in a solar installation. It's actually better to use a wire nut in a solar installation than it would be to use in your house. Why? Well, DC doesn't vibrate the way that AC does. AC is alternating current, which means the circuit runs in one direction, and then it reverses and it runs the other direction. And it reverses 60 times per second, which is, if you ever heard someone refer to 60 hertz, that's what they're talking about. 60 times per second, the current reverses. And what that means is that it's constantly got kind of a vibration, right? And so so that type of thing is bad for a wire nut or any sort of connection that's not really secure. But for DC, you don't have that alternating current. You have direct current. The amperage goes up, the amperage goes down. The amperage goes up, the amperage goes down. It always moves in one direction. And so it's perfectly fine. the first solar panel that I ever installed in my life, I installed with wire nuts, and it's still in place and generating power today. So while I would not use wire nuts on, for example, the top of my daughter's schoolie, which is going to be driving around, I would have no problem if I bought used solar panels and I was putting them into a system and I identified some issues with the connectors and I decided to just connect them with wire nuts. Now, that being said, you could obviously buy an MC4 connector tool and MC4 connectors, and you could replace all of the old, potentially issue connectors with MC4s. I've done that as well. Not my favorite, but I have done it. On the off-grid system that we did at our house in Clinton, Tennessee, that's what we used. We used old panels, and I just replaced the connectors. And that's because we had a workshop, and I wanted to show everyone how easy it was to do that. It wasn't because I wanted to do it. It was because it was easy, or it was something that I wanted to show everyone how easy it was to do. So those are really the three things that you get with a new panel: higher production in the early years, better connectors in general, and the warranty. Now, what do I get with a used panel? Well, I get a panel that is going to be pretty reliable. Whatever it generates is that's what it's going to generate. It's already had the first few years of degradation. That's in the past. I'm going to get a panel that per watt is cheaper than the new panel, which is obvious. I'm also probably getting a heavier panel. Now, depending on your application, that can be a good thing or a bad thing. If I'm doing a ground mount, I like a heavier panel because it helps to anchor itself. If I'm doing a roof mount, I don't like a heavier panel because now I have to put it up on my roof. But that's something else to consider: is the weight per watt generated is going to be higher on a used panel, whereas the weight per watt generated is going to be lower on a new panel. The other thing that you get with a used panel is you can potentially get someone to send you something. Like, you can find it and you can get it within a couple of days or even the same day. I actually had 4 pallets of solar panels delivered to my house in Alabama. I found the panels. I talked to the sales guy. We negotiated a price. I bought them. They loaded them on a truck that day. And that evening, we unloaded them in Alabama. You will never get that when you're buying a new panel because they're not made here. They're made overseas. So you find a panel. Now, you might find a guy that has a warehouse and he has imported a bunch of new panels and he is selling them after marking them up. That happens all the time. But if you're talking about trying to get the best price for these solar panels, you're buying them from the manufacturer and having them shipped by container. They're going to go through customs and then they're going to get to you. So if you have time, you can turn that time into money by waiting for those new panels to show up. But if you have a system you want to get done quickly, a used panel that's sitting in a warehouse ready on a pallet, ready to ship today, that you can get put on an LTL, which means less than truckload freight carrier, and have it dropped off at your house with a lift gate, you can get that done. And it's very easy. So that's another benefit. So if we're talking about a system that is going on a roof, there are some scenarios where the used panels still make sense, but most of the time your roof mount systems are going to be best with new panels. Again, you're maximizing the square foot or the generation per square foot. And you know, most of the time you're limited with a roof. You're limited on what you can actually put up there. And you're getting the lower weight per watt generated. You're getting higher production early in the system. So typically, and this isn't always, but typically when I'm dealing with folks, if you're going to do a roof mount system, you're probably grid tied. And I'm not saying that that's across the board. I'm just saying that the type of people that are doing solar panels on their roof are typically doing a grid tied system in my experience. And if you're doing a ground mount system, it's about 50-50. The people that I talk to, about 50% of the people that put them on the ground do grid tied, 50% don't. But the vast majority of people that do a roof mount system do a grid tied system. Well, in that scenario, those three early years of production that are very high, well, that's actual real money, right? Because it's grid tied. You've got a net metering program, or you're selling excess back to the grid. And so that's another scenario where it does make a lot of sense to just bite the bullet, pay the higher price per watt, because you will potentially make it back. The other thing you can think about from the standpoint of used versus new panels is the, I guess the, if you're willing to pay a little bit more to get a little bit more, the 30% tax credit does apply the same across the board. Now, again, if it's me and I'm thinking 50 cents per watt, I get 30% back, that's 15 cents. So my, you know, cost on the panels themselves is 35 cents a watt. I am getting a little bit higher production and I'm going to be grid tied. Well, again, maybe that those numbers start to make sense. But if I have the area for it, I'm going to get those cheaper panels, 25 cents a watt, which means I'm getting what, 7.5 cents in rebate, which means that my installed cost is 17.5 cents per watt. And by the way, you can absolutely use panels in a grid tied system. There's no reason why you can't use them. Like I said, I just find that people that do roof mount are typically grid tied systems. And in that scenario, there's enough efficiencies that stack on top of each other to make new panels make a lot of sense. But, and the other thing is, if we're talking about ground mount, I just thought about this. So if we're talking about a ground mount system, and we're talking about new panels, you should definitely look at the bifacial panels, because your per watt is the nameplate capacity on the front, which means all of that backside generation actually drives your cost per watt down. So another thing to think about, and the higher you are in latitude, so the further you are from the equator, the more generation you're going to pick up from your ground mount bifacial system, just because the angle of irradiance is different. What's the angle of irradiance? It is, if you were to draw a right angle from the sun, basically, down to the ground, that what that angle is, how whatever angle it hits the ground at, that would be the angle of irradiance. So if the face of your solar panel and the ground and the sun are forming a right angle, okay, then your panel is pointed directly at the sun, and the angle between the panel and the ground would be the angle of irradiance. Hopefully that makes sense to you. Well, that's all I can think about for today. So again, there are some scenarios where a new panel makes a lot of sense. In most scenarios, and particularly in the scenarios that I deal with, which are mainly off-grid and predominantly ground mount systems, used panels do make a lot of sense. And again, I mentioned that sometimes you might pay a little bit more per watt, to maximize your non-panel equipment, whether that be your charge controller, your battery, or your inverter charger, or your all-in-one. In those scenarios, you do kind of need to look at, okay, panel A versus panel B versus panel C and so on, and make sure, you're maximizing those systems, because there are scenarios where, you know, the VOC on one panel is high enough where you can only get 9 panels on a string versus, say, 10. So just another thing to think about. If you guys have questions or comments, you can send them to me at Sean, S-H-A-W-N, at hackmyhomestead.com. We had a solar day and I fell into an old habit. Sean at hackmyhomestead.com. I do have one open slot for my solar design consulting right now. So if you are in the market for for getting a system designed for you. And what my design is I take your appliances or your power bill. I prefer appliances, but I will take your power bill. And I walk through and create a usage profile. Then I take your location and I create a generation profile. And then I match those two things together with the solar panels, charge controllers, battery bank, inverter charger, generator, and all other ancillary balance of system components to create a design for you that will meet your usage profile based on your location. I will sit down with you and we'll go through, if you're going fully off grid, we'll sit down and go through what I call load balancing, which is things like, you need to do laundry in the middle of the day instead of in the evening or first thing in the morning, because that's when you're getting the most sun. And particularly if we're doing a lead acid battery, we're going to want to make sure we get those batteries back up to 100%. So load balancing becomes a lot more important if we're doing flooded lead acid batteries. But I go through all of that for you. I help you find, I identify the components. I price them for you. I negotiate better pricing for you in the instances that I can, or I have my own distribution or manufacturers that I deal with, and I can get a better deal for you. That deal gets passed on to you. I don't take a commission on any of that stuff. I just pass the savings on to you. Once you have the components, you get an additional 2 hours of what I call technical support. So you can call me and say, okay, I've got everything. Explain to me again how this goes together, or can you walk me through the one line diagram that you provided? And so I can understand what all that is. And then also during installation, if you want to call me, text me, email me, have questions, send me pictures, I can help you walk through any final tweaking that needs to be done. And I do have one slot open for that right now. So anyone that needs that type of thing, just send me an email. We can get on the phone or through email, determine exactly what the scope is that you have and make sure that what I do is what you need. And then we can get started with the project. So one last reminder, I am speaking at Self-Reliance Festival in Camden, Tennessee, March 25th, 26th. I'm not sure which day I'm actually speaking, but I am a sponsor. I will have a booth there. So if you come by, we can talk pretty much either one of those days, as long as it's not while I'm on the stage doing my presentation. And with that being said, I'm going to wrap it up for today, and we'll talk to you next time.